It's BBC Byroid Courtside.
Der Podcast wird präsentiert von VFM, deinem Versicherungsmakler. vfm-liebig.de.
Hallo Bayreuther Basketballfans und herzlich willkommen aus den Räumen der Bayreuther Sonntagszeitung zur Folge 7 von BBC Bayreuth Courtside. Heute gibt es wieder eine komplette Folge auf Englisch, denn mein Gast ist der Neuzugang beim BBC Bayreuth und wir wollen natürlich alle wissen, wer er eigentlich ist. Welcome to the podcast, Kevon Allen. How are you feeling today, Kevon?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah. How have your first days been here in Bayreuth? So did you have the chance to see anything of the city or was everything just basketball related?
So right now, everything just been basketball related. You know, I haven't really got the chance to get out to really see the city.
So no sightseeing yet?
No, not yet.
I guess you've been to a supermarket, maybe?
Supermarket, yes.
Yeah. So maybe one of your teammates has to take you around in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
How does the first win taste here in Germany?
I mean, it feels good, you know, to get a win, you know, on a away game. You know, that's really big, you know, to get a win like that.
Absolutely. So despite being with the team for only 5 days at that point, like last Wednesday against Koblenz, you had, in my opinion, a great game, made a crucial bucket with 25 seconds left on the clock. So how did you adapt so quickly?
Really, I think it's the coach, you know, I think the players as well, you know, everybody been like accepting of me, you know, since I've been here, you know, that play a big part, you know, they kind of like give you confidence, you know, to go out there and to really play your game. And just for them to do that with me, it means a lot.
And maybe in the end, it's just basketball and you know how to play it.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the present, let us know. So where basketball started for you? So when, where, and how did basketball come into your life?
I've been playing basketball since I was little. I would say like my uncle, you know, he the one that really like introduced me into basketball.
How old were you?
Probably like 6, 7, mm-hmm. You know. But at first, you know, I used to go outside and play basketball at the park, like with friends and stuff. And then like later in my career, like he the one that like really pushed me to play like my first like organized basketball game.
So your uncle was a player as well or a coach or?
He used to play football.
Yeah. But he was into sports.
He big into sports. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So your family was your mom and your sister, if I'm correct?
Yes.
Okay. And they always supported your career or?
Yeah, they always supported me. Yeah. And even my dad and my brother, you know, they also support me as well.
Uh-huh. And I know in the college time, your mom always watched your games sometimes or she followed your games or?
Yeah. If she wasn't watching, I mean, she was always watching, but like when, or if she wasn't there, like she would always be watching, but she was, you know, she's real, you know, supportive of me in the basketball.
You were born in North Little Rock, Arkansas, correct?
Correct.
Which is known for at least Little Rock, the home of the Clinton family. Mm-hmm. I think you were born during Clinton was president, right? I think in the 90s. Were you born in 95?
95,
yeah. Clinton was still president there. So how was it growing up in Little Rock?
I mean, it was good, you know, just for me, it was just like always basketball, you know, schoolwork, basketball. It's like I really never like done anything else like fun. Like if I did, it was just, you know, just limited, you know, just I wasn't like, you know, able to do like a lot of fun, but it was just like mainly basketball.
Yeah. You then decided to leave your hometown, attend the University of Florida, which is a very good program in the U.S., college program. How would you sum up your time in college?
I say I had a good year in college, you know, just starting off, you know, coming in as a freshman, you really don't know what to expect. You know, you just kind of like learn from like the guys that have been there. And then like as your time goes, you know, you start to like pick up on things, you know, like notice like the difference in the basketball, like, you know, the change of the speed or the pace of the game is more like even the physicality.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you played with some big names during your college career. So Dorian Finney-Smith, who just signed with the Lakers, Andrew Nembhard, who is a starter for the Pacers at the moment, and also Kavarius Harris, who's currently playing in Paris in the EuroLeague.
Yes.
Fun fact, the backup center of Kavarius is Leon Kratzer, who is one of the shareholders of BBC Bayreuth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That's funny, isn't it? Do you still follow the career of your former teammates or are in contact with some of the guys? Or?
Yeah, we do. We talk from time to time. I still, you know, check up on them to see how they're doing, you know, and with basketball, you know, as far as in life too.
Uh-huh. Do you still have a friendship from that time or just stay in contact from time to time with the guys?
Yeah, I had a friendship. I was really close with Kavarius when I was in college. You know, okay. He was my roommate, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he went big in Europe right now. I mean, he's a starter in the EuroLeague, and they are succeeding at the moment in Paris.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
It was a big surprise. I mean, it was her first year in the EuroLeague, and I think he's a big part of the puzzle in Paris that is working out very well. As you might know, most of the Paris team used to be the team of Bonn in Germany, and then Paris basically hired the whole team, including the coach. They won the Champions League, and then they moved to Paris. They won the Euro Cup, and then they qualified for the Euro League. And now, basically, the Bonn team is still playing in the Euro League. And they added Kavarius this season. So, if you talk to him, you can. If you have any trouble in Bayreuth, talk to Kavarius and say, "Hey, you have to talk to your teammate. He's one of our owners." So, after Florida, you moved to Europe, and to me, a little bit surprising was you moved to Montenegro. And in my opinion, of course, everything on the Balkan from Yugoslavia is very strong basketball leagues. But as a starter in Florida, I was surprised that you ended up there. How did you end up in Montenegro?
I had like an agent at the time. I was trying out like the G League. I think like that didn't work out. So at that time, like I got like another agent, and he just he got me over to like Montenegro to start my career off.
How tough was it for you to come to a new continent with a completely different culture?
It was real. It was real tough, to be honest. Like, I didn't know what to expect, to be honest. But once I got there, I kind of like struggled a little bit at the beginning. You know, it kind of like it took time for me to like get adjusted. You know, like for the game. You know, for us, the culture there as well.
What was the biggest issue? Was it language, culture, coaching?
I would say the language barrier was the biggest difference.
Yeah. And not that many people in Montenegro speak English, right?
Yeah. And then at the time, it was really, really tough because like I was only American on the team. So
the only American?
Yes, at the time, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Who did you talk to? I mean, you don't like talking that much, but who did you talk to?
I mean, I talked to the teammates when I was at practice, but like as far as that, but like I was just like on my own, basically.
And I guess it was your first time outside of the U.S.?
Yes, it
was. Yeah, even tougher, man.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, you actually mastered that challenge. And from then on, I think it must have been a little bit easier for you to adapt, because then you moved to Finland, Belgium, Croatia. Then this season you started off in Romania, then Greece. Do you have a favorite place in Europe?
I do. Well, I would say right now my favorite place that I've been to so far, I would say Belgium.
Because they're more open-minded, or is it like society, or
that too, and then the chocolate, you know, they have like the waffles. You know.
Yeah, it's very. They have good food. That's true.
Yeah.
You've spent 2 years in Belgium, right?
Yes.
And would you consider those 2 years the best of your European career so far, or is it hard to like say best or worst? Or
overall, I'd say yes. I'd say so. Yes.
So, I guess we were quite lucky that the team in Romania this season, I think they had some financial issues, and then you moved to Greece and they didn't really give you a chance to play. But still, in my opinion, you played in leagues that are at least on paper a little bit better than the German Pro A. So how did you end up here in Bayreuth, and why did you decide to make this move?
I thought for me it was like a good opportunity, you know, for me to just get back playing, you know, just to get things to the movement in the right direction that I want to go in.
So you were looking for a team where you get some playing time, show yourself, and make you more interesting for the future, basically.
Yeah, that was a big part. And then, like, once I was on the phone with Coach, that played a part as well. You know, when he was talking, we were kind of talking, you know, back and forth, you know, just introducing myself, you know, just kind of like the playing style that he played in. I feel like that I fit, you know, perfectly well with that playing style.
What did he tell you? I mean, you don't have to tell any secrets here, but
you know, just basically, you know, like they play like a fast-paced team, you know, like, you know, they go back, they play really fast. He wanted to play really fast, you know, and as far as that, then it was like he wanted like good character guys, because the guys on the team was
very important for him.
Yeah, it was all good people. And then once I got here, like, kind of saw like they were like good people. You know, everybody was like welcoming me here.
Makes it much easier to adapt.
It really does. Yes.
Do you consider yourself more like a two guard or a combo guard, or?
I say a combo guard.
So, did you talk to the coach? Will you like play some point guard as well for us, or?
Oh yeah.
You will. You already know you will. It's good, because I, you know, that our relationship with our former point guard ended And I think coach told me that he wasn't looking for like a one-to-one replacement or a pure point guard. He was looking for the best available player on the market that could fit in this position. And obviously this was you. So that's why I was interested what he told you and what you're practicing at the moment. So now I think in practice, it's all about you teaching the systems and how he wants to play.
So, yeah, it's more like just understand like the terminologies that they use, you know, just, you know, get down to plays, you know, just more stuff like that.
So maybe we already see you bring the ball up the floor next Saturday?
We might, I don't know. We'll see.
Besides basketball, what are you interested in? Like hobbies or like just movies, music or?
I like to watch movies, you know, I like to go to bowling, you know.
Oh, yeah. We have some bowling alleys around here.
Really?
Yeah, we do. Maybe you can bring one of your teammates. Yeah. You have some skills?
I'm not that good. I just like going.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie. I don't have a favorite.
Oh, the best one you saw last year.
Have you seen the show You?
No, I didn't. No.
You should go see it. Check it out.
Okay. Where is it? On Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yes.
Okay. I keep it in mind. Do you have a favorite music artist?
I don't have a favorite, but like I say, like right now, I've been listening to a lot of Drake, Rod Wave, and like Future.
Mm-hmm. Favorite basketball player?
I don't have a favorite basketball player.
Not from the present, but maybe from the past. Is there a player you would like love to become, or where you would try to get some moves from? Or
let's see, I would say Allen Iverson.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a great role model. Yeah. For a basketball player. Are there any basketball leagues you follow? Like NBA, college, maybe even European leagues? Or
I don't. I like watch like all the highlights like from the games and stuff. But like when I follow, it's like more like playoff times and like that. Yeah.
When it's getting interesting.
Yeah.
So then NBA or March Madness or?
Both. Yeah.
Both. Yeah. You still watch the Florida games or?
I do, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Still the same coach coaching in Florida?
I have a different coach now.
Yeah. Okay. So we already talked about you had your first road trip with your new teammates. That I know that you're a calm person, but did you use the time to talk a little bit to the guys? Or
I mean, I did. We talked a little bit, yeah. On the way to the bus, you know, just a lot of like laughter, a lot of joking, you know, with the guys.
It's always good when you won the game, right? Especially on the way back.
Yes.
So what did they tell you? Anything about the team or the city or?
It was really more so just like a lot of like joking.
Okay. Yeah. Just having
joking
fun.
Joking around. Yeah. Just having fun. Yeah.
Having a good time. That's also good. That's bonding as well.
Yeah.
Of course, I watched the game last Wednesday, the win at Koblenz. I could observe that your first idea and my impression on the floor was always to find the best look for your teammates. So even if it might have been the better choice to score yourself, I think you always had it in mind to make the best possible possession for your team. Was it that your intent as well?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. I feel like even though like you may have like an open shot, I feel like there can be like a better shot that we can get, you know, in that possession, you know, whether it's like close at the rim or like you drive and, you know, make the defense collapse and you get like a wide open three.
Because I think this will help because you also have a strong drive to the basket, as you mentioned, which will let the defense collapse and then make room for some of our shooters. We had some issue moving the ball before you came and in my opinion, this improved already the last game. So do you think that your decision-making, when to pass and when to score on your own, will improve the longer you're here? Or?
I think it will improve, yes.
So if you could prefer, would you always look for an open teammate or take the shot by yourself?
I mean, I would love to, like, take the shot, but, like, I think, like, I would prefer, like, get an assist, you know, find an open teammate.
Yeah. Because I saw some of your games also for other teams, also from college. You're always a very unselfish player, in my opinion.
Yeah. Even though, like previously, like, the coaches would tell me, like, I need to shoot more. But I feel like, me, it's just, like, shooting. I just feel like I'm just, like, taking all the shots and I'm not, like, really getting other people involved. And I would rather, like, get somebody else involved before I just, like, take, like, 20, 25, you know, good shots or bad shots.
I think even in college, your coaches told you to shoot more, right?
Yeah.
I think in this league, I think you have the skill set to score a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think you should be available to do that. What's your goal for the remaining season? So personally as a player, but also with your team that you just met. So
I would say my goal is to go out there, you know, just to, you know, just win as many games as we can, you know, right now, you know, just to keep improving, you know, each day.
Sure. Next game will be on Saturday, February 1st, against the Artland Dragons. And I'm excited to see you play again. You had now then about 10 days more than to practice with your team. Are you excited as well to step on the floor?
I am excited, yeah.
Maybe any shout-out or greetings to the Bayreuth fans for the next home game? What can they expect from you?
They can expect me, to play hard, just to always have like that winning, mindset when I'm out there on the floor.
That sounds great. So come on. Thank you very much for coming to the podcast. I know you're a calm guy and you don't like to talk a lot. I think you really did a great job here on the podcast. And I wish you all the best for the remainder of the season and, of course, for you personally, but also for us as a team.
Thank you.
Ja, Bayreuth Basketball-Fans, das war unser Neuzugang Kevon Allen. Ich hoffe, ihr habt ihn heute etwas besser kennenlernen können. Und nächsten Samstag gibt's das nächste Heimspiel mit Kevon und dem BBC Bayreuth um 19 Uhr in der Oberfrankenhalle gegen die Artland Dragons. Und schon mal noch ein kleiner Hinweis in Sachen Podcast. Morgen gibt's gleich noch eine Folge, weil wir uns so lange Zeit gelassen haben. Und dann mit niemand anderem als unserem Geschäftsführer Friedrich Hartung. Und da gibt's auch die ein oder andere spannende News. Also achtsam sein in den sozialen Netzwerken, wenn die neue Folge angekündigt wird. Das wird alles noch vor dem Samstag gegen die Artland Dragons passieren. Danke fürs Zuhören. Thank you again. Kevon. Und bis zum nächsten Mal. Macht's gut.
Der Podcast wird präsentiert von VFM, deinem Versicherungsmakler. vfm-liebig.de
It's BBC Bayreuth Courtside.